Good morning, you're listening to ABC Radio National Breakfast. Fran Kelly with you on this Monday morning. It's the 14th of March and James Carlton joins us now with the newspaper headlines. Hello, James.
Good morning, Fran. Hello. The Australian is what we can start with. They make it clear just how serious the situation in Japan is. Tens of thousands dead, that's their headline, scrambled to avert meltdown. Worst crisis since World War II, says the Japanese PM. Coastal towns wiped out. The Brisbane Courier Mail, they call it a lost world, a stunned Japan, bracing for a death toll of more than 10,000 people. Hell on Earth is what the Adelaide Advertiser calls it in the headline. An aerial photo of Rikuzu and Takata on the northeastern coast, utter devastation revealed. You can make out there's a platoon of soldiers walking in single file across a mountain of debris. The photo in the Canberra, Melbourne, Hobart and Perth papers, meanwhile, has the same impact, but from a totally different perspective. It's a little boy, maybe 3 years of age, his arms raised as a man in one of those nuclear protection suits tests him for radiation, the boy with a Geiger counter. The headline in The Age, nuclear alarm as toll soars. We can't count the dead because we've hardly begun to find them. A quote in the headline there having the impact. A presumed partial meltdown at two reactors. Serious cooling problems at three more. The Sydney Morning Herald reckons it's four more. The Daily Telegraph headline, nuclear time bomb. Race to stop atomic meltdown. 200,000 flee the radiation zone. And that's the papers, Fran.